All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Dallas Cowboys are going to allow head coach Jason Garrett to go into the final year of his contract without giving him an extension. Now, in 8-plus years as the head coach of the Cowboys, Garrett's record is 77-53, while he has gone 2-3 in the postseason. Now, this season, Dallas was eliminated in the second round of the playoffs by the Los Angeles Rams, and overall, the Cowboys have not made it past the second round in the postseason since 1995, which was also the last time that they won the Super Bowl. Now, Garrett's issues are an indictment on team owner slash president Jerry Jones. Remember, Jerry made Garrett the interim head coach midway through the 2010 season when he fired then head coach Wade Phillips. Now, from 2011 to 2013, Dallas finished each of those years with a record of 8-8. They entered the final week of each of those seasons with an opportunity to win the NFC East, but they lost. Since then, Dallas has alternated playoff years with non-playoff years, but they still have been unable to get past the second round. This team was constructed by Jerry Jones. That's the bottom line. Jerry Jones calls the shots. Jason Garrett is only a figurehead. So it would not surprise me, barring a huge playoff run for the Cowboys next season, dare I say Super Bowl title, that Jason Garrett, you know, could be on his way out finally in Dallas. There have been a lot of people who have never warmed up to Garrett as the head coach. And the bottom line is, he's not a head coach. He's an offensive coordinator, but he is somebody that makes Jerry Jones comfortable, because he is never going to threaten the power that Jerry Jones has within this Dallas Cowboys team. Remember, anytime that Jerry Jones has had a head coach that had the ability to outshine him on the back pages in the Dallas media, he got rid of them. Him and Jimmy Johnson could not get along in spite of their success together. He ran Bill Parcells out of town in 2005 and 2006. And now it's a situation for the Cowboys. Ever since then, you know, he's really had guys that would take a back step to him. And Jason Garrett definitely falls in line with that. Now, the Cowboys have had some star-studded teams in recent years as far as the talent goes, but the bottom line is, this is going to be a very important offseason for them, because they have a lot of guys coming up for contracts now. You know, the likes of DeMarcus Lawrence, Amari Cooper is another one. They don't have a first-round pick since they traded it to the Oakland Raiders in order to acquire Cooper. So that is a very, very important decision that Jones has to make. And also, Dak Prescott's contract is coming up soon, and the same thing can be said for Ezekiel Elliott. So this is going to be a very important year coming up for the Dallas Cowboys. It's going to be interesting to see what moves that they make in the offseason. But the bottom line is, Jerry has put the edict down and let everybody know that the pressure is on Jason Garrett. Will he be up for the challenge? We'll just simply have to wait and see. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.